time for some extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lule joins us. Stephanie, good morning. Do we know anything more about the folks detained by ICE in the wake of that order by a federal judge yesterday?
We do know a little bit more now. Good morning, Bob. You know, a federal judge, he plans to release hundreds of people on bond who have been detained by federal immigration agents in Chicago since June. This decision by the judge, you know, he basically says that the federal agents have been violating the 2022 consent decree, and that we could see an estimated 615 people who are still in the United States who have not been deported yet, we could see them released on bond because of this decision.
Last night, the president posted on his social media something about the Miracle Mile shopping center in Chicago. As far as I know, we don't have a Miracle Mile here, do we? Did he mean the Mag Mile?
I was going to say, Bob, if anyone would know if we have a Miracle Mile, it's you. Do we have one?
No, I believe there's one in Florida or Miami somewhere and other places.
Yeah. That's right. Yes. So he, President Donald Trump claimed in his late night post that Chicago's Miracle Mile Shopping Center is ready to call it quits, citing a more than 28% vacancy factor and crime. And he said in all caps, we need to call in the troops fast before it's too late. The post puzzled Chicagoans like you and me who wondered exactly where is the Miracle Mile. And it's most likely that he probably meant the Mag Mile, you know, the high-end shopping district between Wacker and Oak Street on Michigan Avenue. But the stats Trump shared don't hold up for the shopping stretch, if that is what he was talking about. The corridor's vacancy rate is 23%, not 28%, according to the Magnificent Mile Association. And data from police departments show that crimes in the area, shootings, batteries, robberies, burglaries, et cetera, have all decreased year over year in the area. At the height of the pandemic, we did see the strip, you know, had a 33% vacancy rate, but it's slowly recovering. And, you know, in the last year or so, we've seen the Harry Potter shop open up there and fashion brands Mango, Uniqlo, and Under Armour all plan to open in the area. Alderman Brendan Riley said something interesting when we called him about Trump's comments. He said that the president should be more focused on his struggling real estate investments, especially the 70,000 square foot feet of vacant retail space that he has, or that remains at least and has since the opening of Trump Tower 16 years ago.
And Michigan Avenue Water Tower Place still struggling for sure, though. There's some restaurant news this morning about Alinea, and they lost a star. What happened?
They did lose a star. You know, Alinea is a pioneering three-star, three Michelin-star restaurant in Lincoln Park. It lost its star. It's now only a two Michelin-star restaurant. It was one of only 14 restaurants in the U.S. That had three Michelin stars. And, you know, that rating is really considered the pinnacle of fine dining, the best you could be rated. The restaurant, which is known for making its service as much of a show as it is about the food, is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. That leaves just Smith and the West Loop as a lone, Chicago's lone Michelin three-star restaurant. And it will be interesting to see if this downgrading affects reservations there, where now the tasting menu price tag will run you $495 a person.
Yikes. This restaurant in the West Loop, a once high-profile Italian restaurant, has got more problems than just losing a star. What happened to them over there in West Randolph?
That's right. There's a buzzy Italian restaurant in Fulton Market that is facing legal and financial troubles, with records showing it owes more than $400,000 in unpaid rent, vendor bills, taxes, and wages, even as this owner is trying for a comeback. A new investigation by our newsroom found Gino and Marty's, it opened in 2022 at 844 West Randolph, quickly became a hotspot for influencers and celebrities. And the restaurant quietly closed its doors this summer. That wouldn't be news alone. Restaurants close all the time. But Gino Bartucci, the owner, is announcing, you know, announced plans to revamp and reopen the space. Meanwhile, the business is buried in unpaid debts and taxes, and there's a number of former employees that say they're still waiting for paychecks from shifts they worked in June, July, and August, and have had no communication from Bertucci. Yeah.
We'll see what happens, and there's more at blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lule, thank you, Stephanie. Have a good one.
Thanks so much, Bob.